The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's a topic you think about, but the think is very short.
Dad, do you mind?
Oh. Karen, I need to ask you something. Is your father Dale Anderson?
Do you know my father?
I mean, yeah, the second one would have been nice.
So what would you trade for it?
I mean, the mother has to eat. She can't give all the food to the kids, so she's got to keep a little for herself. That's why the three Super Bowl rings, or the three Pro Bowls are staying.
You know?
What are you guys doing?
I'm feeding him.
Yes, I see that. But why that way?
Karen, I thought I told you. My salivary glands don't function properly.
Because I got robins all over the property. Robins all over the property, and I watch birds all day long.
I was about to say, this is what you do filling your days?
This is research.
Mama's eating the first three worms.
Paul, you never told me about this.
Are you sure? I could have sworn I told you.
No, Paul, you didn't tell me. I think I would have remembered if you told me your father chews your food for you and spits it up into your mouth.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited.
You. You're an idiot.
I actually thought of you the other day, Chew, outside of the show.
Okay.
Because a few weeks ago on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we were talking about how you had some dude come to your front door and through your Ring doorbell or your Arlo doorbell, you basically said, get the hell out of here. Right?
In a nice way.
In a nice way? Okay, tell me how you said it.
No. And then he laughed. Yeah. But he appreciated it.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know?
Because he laughed. It saved him a spiel.
Okay. The reason I thought of you is because I had a little ring, ring, ring at my doorbell. And first things first, I did not check the phone, right? The doorbell that we have goes to the phone. It says front door.
Mm-hmm.
And you can answer it from wherever you are doing whatever you're doing. That's one of the beauties of technology nowadays. But I didn't do that because I'm so like programmed old school. I just walked to the front door.
What, did you think it was like an Amazon package that was arriving? So I'll just go grab it off the front.
Didn't really give it much thought, to be perfectly honest with you. Just was like, oh, the doorbell. I'll walk there. I'm, you know, 10 feet away. I'm in the kitchen. I'll walk to the front door. And as I was getting closer, I was like, oh, it's two gentlemen, finely dressed, button-down shirts, satchels. Very quickly realized that I had some Jehovah's Witnesses on my front porch. Now I had a choice. I could either Chewy the whole thing, no, walk away.
Or listen to the good news.
Or listen to the good news. So that's what I did. I listened to the good news because here is my thought process. That is a tough gig, man. Walking door to door, trying to engage people in stories about Jesus Christ. And I was not going to be the person that turned them away. So I looked at my watch and said, I got time. I got nothing going on. And I said, what do you have for me, sir?
See, now I fight with him.
What do you mean you fight Start with debating I fight the with scripture?
Him. Yeah, I fight with him.
You
yes,
debate the scripture?
Because I'm pretty well-versed. Went to Boston College off, you know.
You're Catholic. We don't read the Bible.
I good book. So I fight with them, but they don't come off their point. So I'm like, get out of here. I literally do, you know?
Okay.
I'm willing to listen. You know, we're all different politically. I will listen to points and stuff like that. But when someone doesn't come off their point and they're just digging their heels and the sky is green, it's not blue, I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Okay.
So those people I will talk to.
For what it's worth, they were very kind.
Very nice people.
I mean, you have to be, right? Like, if you're a Jehovah's Witness and you come off a little aggressive, no, you have to have a kind demeanor in order to have any sort of, like you said, it's a tough job. In order to have any sort of fighting chance, you got to have that good demeanor.
You dig into them and they're not so nice. It's not that they're mean.
Right, but again, I made a conscious decision to be the nice person at the door instead of the get the hell off my porch person. So they asked me a question right out of the gate. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you doing today? And I said, Fine. They said, can I ask you a question? I knew it was coming.
Yeah, did you say no here? This is a no. This isn't an interview.
It's a no for me, dog.
Anytime somebody asks you, can I ask you a question?
Rather you not.
It's not going to end up in a good spot.
Anytime someone says, can I ask you a question? My brain immediately goes to Ace Ventura. Thank you. Okay, glad I wasn't the old one.
No, I got you.
Okay. I said, yeah, absolutely. He said, how concerned are you about the future of our children? I said, well, I'm very concerned about the future of my children. But beyond that, I don't really give it much thought.
Haven't you thought about your children, to be perfectly honest?
Do you have children? How many children do you have?
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Show them all the beauty they possess. Yeah. Now, that would have been a fun bit to roll into, right? Just start quoting Whitney Houston.
Start lecturing them right back.
Yes.
It's a little serve and volley.
Give them a sense of pride.
So how did it wind up?
To make it easier.
Did you eventually say beat it?
No, I did not. Again, now I'm committed to it, right? Now I'm in it. I'm in it. So I answer the question. He says, it's very concerning out there for many of the world's children, for many of God's children. He said, would you mind if I read you a Bible verse? I said, go for it.
I mean, we're already here, so.
Exactly. Again. At this point, my daughter yells from upstairs, Mom, can I put stickers on my humidifier? I yell up, no, baby, let's not put stickers on your humidifier. Continue, please. The gentleman reads me from the Bible. He reads me a verse, basically telling me to have faith in God, that God will not abandon us, etc. And all the whole time I'm thinking, like, you know, I went to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. I attend Catholic church. My kids go to Catholic school. Like, we're familiar with the idea that God will take care of it for us, right? And then he said, would it be okay if I gave you a pamphlet? Yeah, okay. See, now this is where Joshy would have said another no, right? Like, yeah. Josh, I assume.
Now, three strikes and you're out here now.
They're big on pamphlets.
There's so many pamphlets.
They're big on pamphlets.
They stick them in my little libraries around the neighborhood, and I always get tricked by them, think there's something interesting. Same thing.
Not interesting.
No.
I did take the pamphlet. He was tutoring or mentoring. There was another young man there that day. I just kept smiling at him, wanted to make sure he knew that there are nice people out there in the world. Now, not me, but others, that I'm mimicking
just in case,
at this point. Yeah. And then they went on their merry way. Maybe took about, I could check the ring, I could check the camera and just see, but maybe took about 5 minutes total of interaction. And I felt pretty good about myself. That's what I walked away feeling like, look at how good of a person I am.
What did you do other than answer the door?
I didn't do what he did, which is no.
Sure, but like this isn't a one or zero situation.
What do you mean?
You wasted their time.
No.
What do you would be a good standoff? Jehovah's Witness versus the Amish. I'd love to hear that conversation.
I don't... What, did the Amish do the thing where they go door to door?
No, but they're just
encourage
very...
you to read the book, good book?
I bet there's someone that says, beat it. No, we don't like cars on our property. Wouldn't that be a good stand-up?
I don't know that there would be much to it.
I don't know nothing about the Amish.
Yeah, I don't think there would be much to it, to be perfectly honest with you.
You don't think so?
I mean, theologically, I'm guessing there's some common ground they're going to find.
I think there's more than you would imagine.
I think there is too. That I should have just said no and turned them away?
Yeah.
I think you should have answered the door.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how you think you're a good person just because you listened to a spiel you weren't actually interested in.
Josh's like, there's a number of places you went wrong.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They gave you three outs, Jen. You didn't take a single one.
I didn't need an out. I didn't have anything going on. I wasn't running to get somewhere.
Seems like your kid was running, doing whatever she wanted upstairs.
Stickers all over the
walls. Stickers on my humidifier. No, baby, we shouldn't do that.
You know, Jen's on sticker cleanup duty because she had to listen to the Jehovah's Witness.
You think when it comes to door-to-door, though, they take the most abuse?
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yes.
Now you're in alignment with me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's a tough gig. I think most people are out there telling them to get lost, get you know what. Like, that's what I think. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be that person that's like, I don't have time for you. Get away.
I don't want to be rude here and denigrate anyone's religion. These people, this is like a volunteer process. They're not going, it's not their livelihood on the line here. They're trying to recruit you into their own religion. To me, if there is a solar panel guy salesman, you answer the door, maybe you let him roll a spiel out and you go through and, hey, would you like a water for your walk? But if you're there out voluntarily, to me, it's different. A whole different world.
You know who is a Jehovah's Witness?
Oh, Maddie Healy. But no, sorry. Prince. That's such an inside joke.
Prince was. Prince the singer?
Yeah.
Purple Rain?
Yeah, we're familiar.
Well, I thought you were sitting there going, Prince Fielder?
No.
No idea.
Princess. It's like Cher. Oh. We all know who Cher is. No. Yeah.
You're talking about the artist formerly known as Prince.
Exactly.
Oh, I was thinking Prince Charming. I was like, when did he have time to be a Jehovah's Witness between kissing all those bras? I'm so confused.
I'd definitely talk to Prince if he came up to the door. I probably wouldn't even listen to what he said. I'd be like, he sang Purple Rain?
I can't believe you're trying to convince me that me engaging with the Jehovah's Witness was not me doing a nice thing. I think it was very nice. Again, part of it was that there was a young man there who this older gentleman was mentoring on their walk around the neighborhood. And I didn't want to give that young man a negative experience of, look, you're going to go door to door and they're going to be mean people, but not at this house.
But you weren't a nice person.
Yes, I was a nice person.
You just listened. You didn't do anything other than listen to their spiel and then reject them as they left.
What would have been nice, sir?
Joining them as a Jehovah's Witness.
Accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Correct.
Already done that.
You meet them over at Kingdom Hall and, you know, that's how you do this nicer.
No.
I'm just, you asked what was nicer, and that is the answer.
I think I did do a nice thing. I think this was nice.
This was neutral.
It was,
It was neutral.
Neutral.
You get a 7. Out of 10.
Thank you.
I'll give you a 7.
It's like a 6.
It's like you taking 14% on a poll. I'll take it.
Yes.
800-990-3776. Did I do a nice thing by not telling the Jehovah's Witnesses to get lost? Like Chewy would have done.
The other option would have been just to not answer the door.
You think that's nicer? No, I think people that do the door-to-door thing want the face-to-face engagement. I think they crave the face-to-face engagement.
Not if they're looking. Not if you're wasting their time.
Oh, so they would have gotten to my neighbor who wasn't home quicker.
Yeah.
Or the other neighbor who would have looked at their Ring doorbell and went, I don't think so, quicker.
Correct.
I think we had a pleasant conversation.
I always go to the negative, though, because there's people trying to rip you off. There are that go to door to door. They're thieves. They're crooks. I had one, this must have been 20 years ago, some kid wanted a donation. I'm like, yeah, you know, $20 to get rid of him. Perfect. He wanted $1,200. I swear to God.
Wait,
he wanted $1,200.
For what?
People have resorted to going door to door asking for donations?
He said he was going on some retreat to Guatemala or something like that.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Just set up
but he said this was 20 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
It was a while ago. Also, but it was an obnoxious amount of money, and I'm like, beat it.
$1,200?
Yes. Oh,
okay, hold on. Maybe you misunderstood. There's no way
I would never do that.
There's no way on God's green earth someone is asking one person for that sum. They're asking you to help them get closer to that sum. That's the total that they need. Can you contribute to that amount?
He wanted a large sum.
He wanted
of money.
To go one for one.
Did you offer him?
He went up to the house. He saw the size of it and decided to take a swing. Hey, if I get all the money from this guy, I don't have to go to any more doors.
I actually am in on that. Strategy wise, work harder, work smarter, not harder. I'm in.
One sucker. That's all it takes.
Yes.
One person. Chewy wasn't that sucker.
And then the
but
meat
maybe
people,
someone else.
The meat people that go to door. Never again. I fell for that.
You bought meat?
Yes.
Is that what happened when you unexpectedly missed a show a couple of months ago? It wasn't actually the Works Pizza. It was the meat that was in from the door-to-door salesman.
Got a little... Sean's man.
I'm holding on to that one. I'm holding on to that one.
You're going to need to bust it out down the road. 800...
Speaking of meat.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This could be
Jesus Christ.
And we don't have to talk about it today, but put it on the log. Me and a blammer broke up for 8 years over meat.
Over meat?
Over meat. We don't have to get to it today, but it's a long tease.
Yes, we do have to get to it today.
I was wondering what the transition could have possibly been.
Sold it so well.
Meat?
Meat.
An 8-year breakup.
Yes.
I'm going to definitely want to get to that. We have a lot of show to get to this morning. Let's go out to Mike in Oak Creek, who wants to share his experience with Jehovah's Witnesses at his front door. Go ahead, Mike.
Actually, it was my wife actually that had to deal with him. I'm sitting on the couch. She answers the door. I hear her talking and everything. to them, and they and she says, okay, and she takes the pamphlets and goes through the they go through the spiel for like 5-10 minutes, and she says, okay, hold on a second, and she goes closes the door, goes to the end table, and being a good Lutheran, shared some Lutheran pamphlets with them.
Oh, fair.
Hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah.
I guess I have to take that, right? You're giving me literature. You get your own back.
Would have been funny if they went back and said, nope, not doing it. I'm out.
And then it'd be like, no, you have to take it. I took your pamphlet. You have to take my pamphlet.
I'm saying, yeah, that's a great idea. Next this Sunday at Mass, pick up some, you know, pick up some pamphlets from the back of church and, you know, just have some ready for an exchange program next time a Jehovah's Witness comes to your door.
Or hear me out, Gabe. What if I make up some Jen, Gabe, and Chewy pamphlets, and when they come to the door and share their literature, I share my literature, we gain a listener.
Did your parents used to make you bring a bulletin home just to prove you went to church?
Oh, yeah. Wait, if you went without,
with my parents.
Yeah, if you went without your parents.
Yeah, but how hard is it to sneak in the back of the church and grab a bulletin?
Not very hard.
Thank you. You know what you should have had to do is bring home a piece of the Eucharist.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little sliver. Look, see, I got it. All right. 800-990-3776. Did I do a good thing? I thought I did a good thing. Now you guys are telling me I didn't do a good thing.
Well, you didn't do a bad thing. If it's not a good thing.
If it's not a bad thing, it is a good thing, isn't it?
Nah, again, I don't think this is a one or zero situation.
This is a neutral?
Yeah.
I'm getting a neutral?
Yeah.
Pass, fail.
What do you think their batting average is?
It's well be. Below the Mendoza line.
I say, it's Martin Maldonado.
It's gotta be.
Hitting 079.
Martin Maldonado. Oh, you're taking strays from Josh.
He's hitting 079. He should be better.
All right, we got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Big day today on the show. We have Adam Schefter. We're obviously going to talk to him about some of those crazy contracts you have seen in the NFL. And, of course, the news yesterday that Goody said about the deadline for Jordan Love's deal. Sophia Minert is going to join the show. I really want to talk to her about where the Brewers are in the National League after they've had two tough losses against the Phillies, one of the top teams in the league. Stick around.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but like,
I'm with Gabe here, yeah. I feel more confident in my left hand here just cupping right now other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo. All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Put some sugar in my water, cause we make it mean and made.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of reaction rolling in. Dave from Aaron saying, I am a hard no. I would ask them where dinosaurs came from before any readings. Why is there no mention of dinosaurs in the Bible? That's what Dave wants
That's
to know.
That's my point. Ashton.
Gabe, if Tom Cruise knocked at your door and wanted to discuss Scientology, would you answer?
Depends upon if my drape was open. If he saw me sitting there, then you kind of got to answer the
Wait,
door.
Wait, no, really? So if they see you in the house, you feel obligated to answer?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're only not answering because the perception is you're not home?
Correct. Mm. Once they see
I've
you.
I've made eye contact and
I mean,
kept
we're
going.
All over the spectrum
once they
here.
See you, gig is up.
I've made eye contact.
What are they going to do?
I've waved and been like, I don't think so.
I did answer the door yesterday for a gentleman who was asking if he could cut my lawn for a few bucks. And I told him, no, I actually enjoyed doing it myself. And he said, all right, moved on.
Young kid?
20s.
All right, it's a good summer job.
Zach just sending us one. My best Jehovah's Witness interaction. They came to our house at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Two men rang the doorbell, wife's car in the driveway. So my 6'3", 260 pounds of Irish redness opened the door completely naked.
I think that might be a crime.
In your house?
No, I think you're fine.
In
I mean, if I can pee anywhere around my house, I think you're pretty good.
Can we at least look that up? I'm very curious.
Yeah, open up your front door and
can you have that's a good question.
In
indecent
your house,
exposure.
But you're in your
yes.
house.
Yeah, but it's I mean, if you live in a glass house and you just walk around naked.
You got windows.
That's what I'm saying.
The only
like,
thing I know about glass houses is don't throw stones.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were
biblical...
more bylaws to
I tell
the
you
glass
what,
house thing.
With the kids all out of the house, it's nice.
More naked time for Chew?
Oh, yeah. From the shower to the sauna?
It would be considered indecent exposure because it is classified as a person committing indecent exposure if he knowingly exposes his genitals to the view of any person under circumstances in which conduct is likely to cause an affront or alarm the other person.
You want to talk about doing God's work. That's what we're doing here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, letting people know that you cannot, in fact, answer the door naked.
All right. Now, the flip side of that is if at the front of your driveway it says no peddlers and they come on your house, are they trespassing?
Wait, peddlers?
Solicitation.
Yes. Thank you, Josh.
Well, they used to call them peddlers, right? But I guess that's a little too offensive.
It's just antiquated, right? Like,
I still call them peddlers.
I mean, you're 1,000 years old, so it makes sense.
Is the peddling based on they used to take bikes or they're peddling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought it was peddling wares.
That's what I thought too.
Peddling was like.
Because I've heard the term peddling.
I don't know that they all were on bicycles. Like, maybe they were. If you were on a bicycle selling wares, were you a peddler? You were a peddling peddler.
I don't know. I'm not born in the Old Testament like Chewy.
That was a good one. You guys ever had a run-in with the, what are they, the Brethren?
The Brethren?
Yeah, they ride around on bikes, big beards and stuff like that.
You just talking about the Amish?
No, we thought my brother joined it.
Is this an East Coast thing?
It might be. The Brethren, yeah. Same thing.
Well, sounds
it's
like
another sex.
M. Night Shyamalan movie is what this sounds like.
WWE tag team from the 1990s. And making their way to the ring.
Wait, are you Googling it? We don't have time for you to figure out your laptop.
It is a community-based organization.
Where?
The Brethren Church.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, if you ever see, you know, really, they kind of look homeless with the bags on the bike. They're actually Brethren. Yeah.
Huh.
God, you guys...
I love it when he does this. I love it when he gets one thing that we don't know, and then he's like, man, you guys are
dumb. He's aware of so many different, like, sorry, I didn't know all of the religions.
Adam weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He says, look at it this way. Jen provided them an opportunity to feel good about themselves and a little bit of on-the-job training for the young guy who was accompanying the older gentleman.
Yes.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I appreciate
Neutral.
That.
You get a 7.
I'll take a 7. Man, you think I go through the days and I get graded a 7 most days? Speaking of grades, you guys know I have to take the ACT on Saturday, right? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
Did you get a prep book?
I got a what? No.
An ACT prep book.
No. In fact, I need to find a couple of number 2 pencils lying around my house somewhere because I refuse to go and purchase pencils.
Well, I mean, you've had to have purchased number 2 pencils for Chase at some point.
Everything is online.
Well, yeah, but...
That's not part of, like... I remember when we were young, we would get a list of things that we were required to buy for every school year.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist anymore?
No, he doesn't need pencils. They do almost everything on their...
I'm starting to agree with Chewy.
What?
Everything sucks now.
Oh, boy. Josh is starting to lean Old
Chewy
Testament
was
here.
Right? Holy...
Here's what I will say about the pencil thing. Who didn't love... walking up to the pencil sharpener back in the day, grade school, right? Mm-hmm. Sticking that sucker in, grinding it down, looking around the room, right? Because other time you were always at your desk. It was your opportunity to like get up on the perch and kind of, now you would, my pencil would be like this when I left because I just stood up there and grind it down. That was a good time in grade school.
Yeah, you got to get the perfect tip.
But what is in a number 2 pencil that makes it so special? I mean, that is a bunch of crap. They're just trying to sell number 2 pencils. There's nothing special.
You think big number 2 pencil got their hook into standardized testing?
You talk about scams.
Are there other kinds of pencils?
There are.
I mean, there used to be, but number 2 took them all out.
Number 1?
Number 3?
Yeah.
A number 3 pencil?
So are we arguing that number 2's lobby was better than
Correct.
Number 3's?
That's what Chewy believes.
Yeah.
Number 2 pencil got their hooks into standardized testing,
but
then they came together to form the super pencil known as the number 2 pencil.
Use a number 3 pencil and see what happens. I guarantee they can. Oh,
she's gonna have to take it again. Yeah, exactly. They won't be able to tally it. She gets a 0 and it's got to do it again.
So I do want to get to, and we have to get to Adam Shepherd, but I do want to get to this email that I received yesterday that said your ACT test is right around the corner and then had a list of rules. You guys are going to be shocked at one of the things that it reminded me I needed that I didn't remember that I needed for the ACT test. Adam Shepherd coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone. Adam,
yeah, some more news.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. You can experience the OAW difference, orthowisconsin.com. Always enjoy chatting with our friend Adam Schefter. Adam, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great, but here's my question. Should we get a haircut, or is he just not wearing a hat today? What's going on there? You get a haircut or not wearing a hat?
A little bit of both.
Is that you always? Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Wednesdays. So Wednesday, you always have the hat on.
Oh,
that's right.
A good point. Very observant, Adam. The problem is I was so backed up with so much work yesterday that I wasn't able to work out.
Thanks
so Tuesday
clarifying.
Got pushed to Wednesday. So very observant.
So cardio day is going to be tomorrow instead of today.
No, I got to go shoulders, then chest tomorrow, then back to shoulders.
Oh, meathead
yeah.
talk.
Yes.
Chewy does look like he's still in very good shape. I will say that.
Oh, he is, Adam. Like we had Jay Williams was here during the NBA finals a couple of years ago. And when he was following us out to like the main area of the office here, he just could not get over how much like bigger, like because they're both professional athletes, former professional athletes. He couldn't get over how big and how in shape Chewy was.
Well, Adam, I'll lead into this. The passing of Larry Allen, we didn't know what happens yet, but I had a handful of guys that I played with throughout the years that got really big and passed away at such a young age. It scares you because when I was done playing probably 5 years after, I was probably 30 pounds above my playing weight. And then all these guys started passing away. Larry Allen was the nicest guy, and I believe, and Adam, you tell me your opinion, I think he was the best interior lineman to ever play the game.
Sean Payton, the Broncos head coach, told a story yesterday that he speaks to Bill Parcells all the time, and they like to have a contest where they basically pick the all-star team of Hall of Fame players. So you look at all the players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you say, who would be on our all-star team? And Sean Payton said that he and Bill Parcells deduced that Larry Allen would be the unanimous left guard selection. Unanimous. So you're talking about the best left guard who's ever played in football. And he was a guy that could play guard, tackle. I'm sure he could have played center too, and probably did at some point in his career, if I'm not mistaken. But could have played anywhere on the offensive line, could have been dominant anywhere he played on the offensive line. He was big, he was strong, he was fast, he was everything you look for in an offensive lineman. And again, you're talking about probably the greatest left guard in NFL history. 52, by the way, 52. Like,
yeah,
I think he had two girls and a son. Man,
just the nicest guy. I played three Pro Bowls with him, and you know, really soft spoken, and then just one of the nicest guys. It was so sad to hear the news.
Yeah. There are some of those that you do hear that resonate with you more than others, and that's certainly one. They're like Larry Allen, 52. Yeah. Like, man. Like, it's hard to imagine.
Adam, let's pivot to the Jordan Love contract, which we talk to you about almost every week, but there is a little bit of an update.
And probably will be talking every week until it's done, right?
Correct. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said Tuesday on 97.3 The Game that they hope to complete a deal before training camp kicks off in July. Is that the timeline that you're hearing as well?
I think that they would have to, before training camp, well, the problem is there's some timing issues with that. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, early July, July 4th might be, so we're talking about a month. I think they got about a month. I think there's a dead window where people basically go away and shut things down. Okay. I just think that that's how it's going to be. And so if they want to get it done before training camp, trying to remember some of the conversations I had with various people, I think they're going to have to do it here in the next month more than that. I think there's a dead period in July where there's just going to be too many people gone on vacation that it's going to make it hard to do. So to me, it's the next month, and then it's right before training camp. And again, you know, what I say to that, Jen, is, okay, so if they don't get it done the first day of training camp, does it matter if they do it by the second or the third day really that much? No. Look, here's the deal. Jordan Love would like to do the deal. The Packers would like to do the deal. And I think we all could agree that they want to get it done sooner rather than later. Ideally in the next month before people go on their vacations. And then, if not then, right away, right when you get back to training camp. It doesn't have to be before training camp opens. There's no deadline. But that is something of an artificial deadline. And if it's not done then shortly thereafter certainly would be preferable.
And we think that Jordan's obviously going to be getting a big contract. We saw a big contract come down to Justin Jefferson earlier this week, $35 million annual average value. When it comes to wide receivers, Adam, are we reaching a breaking point, or is that number just going to continue to climb higher and higher as the cap goes higher and higher?
Well, it'll climb higher and higher as long as there's a player that pushes the envelope that makes it go higher. I don't know what wide receiver out there right now is going to make more than Justin Jefferson today. Now, 2-3 years from now, could Malik Nabers do it? Could Marvin Harrison Jr. do it? Yeah. Give me a guy in the last draft class or two, I'd have to think and look over the numbers here, that is going to make Justin Jefferson's number extinct. I don't know who that guy is right now that does that. Give me an idea. Like, honestly, the next one I could see would be one of the wide receivers from this past draft class. Who were the rookies this past year at wide receiver?
Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
No, but what about a year ago?
Puka Nacua had the best. I mean, he had the best, you know, rookie wide receiver year. But I don't see him surpassing Justin Jefferson.
Well, but here's the thing. If Puka were to do that for two more years, yeah, he would. Yeah. He would. He has a chance to. But the problem he has is Matthew Stafford going to be playing for 2-3 more years? I don't know. You know, we'll see if that happens. But if Puka is out there producing at that level for the next two, yeah, he would be a guy that would pass that at that point in time. Yes, he's got a chance to do that, you know, for 1 year. He's a third of the way there. A lot, you know, still a ways to go for him. But you know, I look at some of these other guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze, and we'll see what kind of pros and NFL players they turn out to be. But if they are as great as pro personnel people think they are, then those guys to me would be the next natural wave of wide receivers, particularly, you know, 3 years from now when the money goes up greatly, that would have a chance to beat that. Chewy, you look at these deals right now, right? Can you imagine being a player now, right? Like, what did you make? What did you make in your last or best year? Let me guess. In your best year with the Green Bay Packers, you made $800,000 as a guess.
My best year? No, yeah, my best salary. Year, I was the highest paid, and it was me and Wesley Walls. Wesley Walls had just signed my
$2 million,
best.
$3 million?
$4 million a year. And I was the highest paid tight end. Yeah. Not for long.
At four.
Yeah.
At four. And now, if you're a good number two tight end, you can make four.
Yeah. Crazy.
Good number two tight end. You were a man ahead of your time there, right? Like, you should be very disappointed with your parents that they didn't wait another
20 years.
Yeah. You could have had a miracle baby, Chew.
That would be exactly. Getting it past the goalie. Adam, in regards to the other quarterbacks like Tua and Prescott, are they as far apart as Love is? Have you heard anything on that those fronts?
Tua, they've been talking, and my understanding is they haven't gotten overly close yet. And Dak is not close. That's nowhere right now. We'll see if that heats up at all. And I think the quarterback that may wind up with the next deal maybe would be Trevor Lawrence. Maybe. But again, no deal there. And these things can come together very quickly. So even though we don't appear to be close today, for all we know, by the end of the week, we get a quarterback deal, or in the next few weeks, we get a quarterback deal. But those are the guys that we're all looking at right now. Love, Lawrence, Tua, Dak.
Are any of those guys in the realm of Jordan Love, though? Because we have talked on this program about how the league has now incentivized guys to wait. Right? Wait for some of these other guys to sign deals because the trend is up and over, up and over, up and over. But you also have to be one of the top tier franchise quarterbacks out there. Are Trevor, Tua, and Dak, I guess Dak might be the exception, are any of them going to be in the money realm that Jordan Love is expected to be in?
Well, I think Tua is arguing that he deserves to be. Absolutely. I think that he believes that. And Dak has more leverage than any quarterback. Dak is going to, if he gets a deal done with the Cowboys, crush them on a deal. Crush them because of the unique circumstances whereby he can become an unrestricted free agent next offseason, can't be tagged, can't be traded, can just leave. So if you're talking about a quarterback in the prime of his career that can just go, like the Packers can tag Jordan Love the next 2 years. So even though his contract is up, he's not technically free when the quarterback franchise tag is available to the franchise. So they can take. The Cowboys cannot tag Dak. So he can just say to them, thank you for your offer of $55 million a year average. I'm not taking it. I'm going to get to the open market and let's see what I'm worth there. So that is an extraordinary amount of leverage that Dak has over Dallas. None of the other quarterbacks have that type of leverage right now.
So
now Jordan Love is a great young quarterback, and they're going to pay him like a great young quarterback. But Tua and his people would argue that they deserve as much as Jordan Love. I'm just telling you, that's what they believe. And Trevor Lawrence's people, we might not think it, but they'll argue that he deserves to be paid like that. So I look at them all in similar categories, all comparable. I think that Jordan Love ultimately will wind up coming in the highest, but those other guys will make cases for their players and their clients every time.
So I guess what I'm getting at is there's incentive for Jordan Love's camp to just wait, right? At least for the Dak Prescott thing to...
No, because the Dak deal may not get done till next offseason, right? It may not get done, and who knows if it's going to get done in Dallas. It may be getting done with the New York Giants. It may be getting done with the Washington Command. Well, they took Jaden Daniels. But it may be getting done, like, we could just go through. What if the Rams want to sign Dak Prescott? Matthew Stafford's retiring. What if the we could just go through the list of teams that have a quarterback question. What if Aaron Rodgers plays one more year, retires, and the Jets need a quarterback and Dak is available, right? Like, what would they pay him? So you could just do that for every team and have that exercise, and now all of a sudden you could see how the price on Dak would climb to a level that would be beyond his play, because Dak's a really good quarterback, but he's going to be paid like an all-time quarterback.
But Adam, do they still have two franchise tags on him?
No, he cannot be tagged.
And that's why he put it in his contract.
Oh, really?
He's in his contract. Oh, yeah, his last contract, yeah.
Oh.
Dak is in a different category in my mind because of the unique circumstances surrounding his contract. Again, if you're a quarterback and you're this close to free agency, hold on, let me just take a look here. I'm looking at, okay. Okay.
What is that book you just grabbed? What did you just grab?
A record and fact book. So that the NFL puts out. So let's just say, okay, could you see logically, I'm going to give you teams right now. The Jets with Aaron Rodgers, like Dak destinations. Okay. New York. How about
either New York, really?
How about what about Tennessee if Will Levis doesn't work out this year?
Yep.
What about the Raiders? What would the Raiders pay for Dak?
Quite a bit.
That's three, by the way. What would the Giants pay if it doesn't work out with Daniel Jones? How about the New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr?
Mm-hmm.
Dak's from that area. Oh, my God. That would be great for him to go home. The Rams of Matthew Stafford. That's six teams right there, okay? That's six teams without the season even being played where you could say there's definitely a quarterback need. So if you're a quarterback at Dak's age hitting the free agent market and can sign wherever you want, go to anywhere without being tagged, what's the price for that quarterback? And that is what Dak has played himself into and negotiated himself into, a situation. He can't be tagged. He can't be traded. He can become a free agent. So what does Dallas have to pay him to prevent him from hitting that free agent market where some team is going to give him, I'm making this up, and I don't think I'm far off, 5 years, $300 million, $275 guaranteed.
Wow.
That's off the top of my head. I might be low. Who knows?
So because he's put himself in this spot, like, he doesn't really affect anybody else, right? Because he has just created
more leverage
than anybody else. The Sean Watson thing from a few years ago where you were like, well, just because the Browns wanted to pay him funny money doesn't mean the rest of the league is going to bow to it.
Yeah, well, again, he might be in a category himself, but when the deal gets done, let's call it 60 for argument's sake. Let's say he gets done at 60. I can tell you this. Then every other top quarterback that becomes a free agent is going to say, mm-hmm. I want to make more than Dak Prescott. So he is in a separate category than Jordan Love and Tua and Trevor Lawrence and any quarterback angling for an extension today. And those quarterbacks could wait for Dak to do his deal. But Dak probably is not landing that mammoth payday until next offseason if he's waiting. If he's waiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so – if you're Jordan Love, you are. And that's, by the way, to me, that's part of the Packers or Jaguars or Dolphins' motivation to doing a deal now. I'd rather do a deal now before that Dak deal gets done next offseason. And if I get Jordan Love at, what's the number, guys? Give me a number. What do you think?
52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
52. If I get Jordan Love at 52 and Dak's coming in at 60,
it'll
maybe
feel
more,
like a steal.
That's it.
Mahomes at 45 is suddenly a steal.
Yeah, I know.
But guess what?
He's coming up.
If and when Dak gets 60, there's a knock on Brett Veach's door. Who's that? Oh, that's Patrick Mahomes' agent. Hey. He wants a new deal.
Adam, it is really good insight. We appreciate you laying it all out for us as we continue to watch and wait on the Jordan Love extension with the Green Bay Packers. Have a great one, sir.
Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
Adam Schefter, each and every week, brought to us in part by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. I always go up there. Going up there in August, you'll love it as well. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know
does
how
it ever?
It, so it's,
yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. Really good perspective on how Trevor Lawrence and Tua Tagovailoa and Dak Prescott's pending contract situations will affect Jordan Love's. So make sure you check that out if you missed it. Someone on the YouTube stream asked, why is Jen taking the ACT? That's a fantastic question. Let's see. John. Fantastic question. Why is Jen taking the ACT? Gabe, why am I taking the ACT?
Because you were bad at picking games 2 years ago in our little cover five bracket, our cover five pick'em contest that we had that Craig put together. If you won, I can't remember what you won, but it was more don't lose, because if you lost, you had to take the ACT, and well, Jen, you lost.
I want to make it clear, she wasn't only bad, she was the worst. It was last place.
She appreciates that.
The ACT test.
2 years?
Yes. Chewy, what was going on in my life 2 years ago in the fall? I don't know. Not even just football season. Does anyone remember when someone died in my family? Anybody remember that? So the Cover 5 thing, and it's a great game to play if you can pay attention to it, because you're picking games every week, right? Gabe, explain the rules of Cover 5 again.
So you pick 5 games, and you get the points against the spread. So let's say the Packers are playing the Bears. Packers are favored by 5. Packers win by 14. You would get plus 9. But then you pick the Colts over the Dolphins, and the Dolphins win, but you had the Colts, and they lost by 4 points in a 3-point spread. You lose 1.
Now, that's assuming that you made the picks. If you didn't make the picks on multiple weekends when you were, I don't know, in the ICU, let's just say for S's and G's, what was the penalty for not making picks on Cover 5?
I think it's 10 a game.
10 a game.
So Joshy, minus 50 for the week.
Minus 50 for the week. So, Joshy, if you're wondering how my score was, as revolting as it was, it's because for multiple weeks, I didn't even think about Cover 5. It wasn't even close to being on my radar. I didn't make a single pick for Cover 5 for weeks and weeks and weeks. So I do believe that my score at the end of the thing was like minus 260 or something absurd like that. And that can only happen if you just do not make any picks.
Gee, I would have given you a waiver.
Thank you.
Yes. With that being said, what should we set the under over on Jen's score on the ACT?
So you're taking, okay. What did you get when you took it in high school?
I'm not going to say that. Craig has already said I have to take it again if I get under a 14.
So 36 is the high.
36 is the high.
Let's look up the average here for high school students.
My guess is the average for a high school kid is probably going to be, 19-20, something like that.
It is in the 17 to 24 range.
That's a big gap.
It is.
Now, you only need a 12 to be eligible for your scholarship. Okay. You only need a 12.
God, I can't believe they let you go to
school. Like a really specific.
I'm not saying I got a 12.
Seems like a really specific number you know about.
Took the SATs, which you needed a 700, where you got 400 for signing your name.
You know what I got on the SAT?
What?
1290.
Oh, you're just a little more than me.
Just so close.
You edged him out.
So close.
I think 20 is a fair.
I don't know. You haven't taken this in years and years.
I mean, so the thing about math is that's a real, if you don't use it, you lose it situation.
Absolutely. And I was fine in math. I was not good in science. Science, for whatever reason, was just one of those spaces my brain could not figure it out. I got a C in chemistry my junior year of high school. My parents were like, this might not be for you.
But you should dominate the writing.
Okay, so the reading and the writing, I think, are going to be my strong spaces, right?
Correct.
Should be.
So the writing is voluntary. There's a 40-minute writing. I think I got to do it. I got to commit to 40 minutes.
If you want to get above a 14.
Because I don't want to take this sucker again. Okay, so whatever. Yes, I need to get over a 14. I think I need to stick to my strengths. Speaking of not strengths, the email that I received said, make sure your calculator is an accepted variety. I didn't even remember that you had to bring a calculator to the ACT.
Were you just going to use the calculator on your phone?
Well, you can't use phones. It was very, very clear about that. You may not handle or access a cell phone or electronic device at any time in the testing room or even during break times. This includes smartwatches, fitness bands, and any other device with recording, internet, or communication capabilities. All devices will be turned off and placed out of sight. If you are seen using your phone or device, your test will not be scored and your phone will be taken away.
Whew.
Yeah, I had hives at the Kevin Hart event, guys, when they took my phone away for an hour and a half. You think I'm going to survive 3 hours without my phone?
So can you choose what section you do first?
I don't think so.
Because
I would do
the writing and reading, because you're going to get the efforts with the math.
Yes.
You're just going to be, C.
Yeah.
D.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there any incentive to not answering? When we were in school, I vaguely remember there being some, like, if you don't know, don't answer or something
for
like that.
For the SAT, I believe that's true.
ACT, fill in every square.
Yeah, because...
And statistically, C is your best answer just because that's distribution of answers. So if you don't know...
Seems like somebody has done his research.
I got a 32.
He's certainly done more research than I have done. That's
damn, just
for
right
sure.
above me, too.
Just, man, you're so close, big guy. You're so close.
So maybe tomorrow on the show, we will ask for suggestions on how to help me not get a 14 on the ACT, because I do not want to have to do this again. And oh, by the way, my husband is out of town this weekend. He's going on a golf trip. My daughter has a dance recital at 1 o'clock in Germantown. At some point I can just leave, right? Like if it's getting up again, it's a 3-hour test. It's supposed to be 3 hours. So
is that including the extra 40 minutes?
I don't know. I feel like this is stuff I need to find out, huh?
This is all important information.
I've just been so adamant about, like, I'm not going to study. I don't really care. I don't know. I said I might ask Chase to give me a little refresher on sine, cosine, or whatever the other thing is.
Do you need, like, a graphing calculator, the graphic
I'm
calculator?
I'm
going
to have to borrow his Texas Instrument. Not that I'll have any idea what to do with it.
Graphing was necessary, but I mean, there's going to be math stuff that you look at it, and even if you practice, you got no prayer at. Like, it's just the concepts are so deep at that point that you look at it and just move on. That's how you're going to do your best.
Yeah. Pay some high school kid $100 and say, go take this for me. Here's my ID. They ain't going to check, and you're in like Flynn. That's how I would do it.
Again,
first of all, we know
very specific. And you should have, if you paid $100, I was hoping for more than a 12 from the kid.
Yeah, that's on you. Like, why didn't you pick a better stand-in?
Pick a smarter kid next time, man.
Because my damn license said 6'5". You know, you can't walk in there when you're 5'10".
He was limited.
What, did you shrink?
The pool was limited is basically what he's getting at.
It's
here,
fair,
guys.
Billy
and Sussex weighing in saying, I'm pretty sure the writing portion doesn't factor into your overall score. It's a score all on its own. And Gary says, this is going to be real bad. Jen will get 8 points less than what she got in high school. Being old really hurts you, but good luck.
Which would get you over a 14, I would believe.
I did confirm the writing does not help you with your overall score.
So,
deuces to the writing.
Not doing that. I might write on it. Thanks, Craig, on the writing thing and get out of there. All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Want to get to Goody talking about Jordan Love's deadline right after this. Sophia Minner coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stick around.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.